Test 71, Section 3, Question 12. So, we're looking for the conclusion here, so we just have to find the conclusion. It says, even if one can of fruit or vegetables weighs more than another, the heavier can doesn't necessarily contain more food. So it's saying just because it's heavier doesn't mean it has more food. Canned fruits and vegetables are typically packed in water, so they're typically packed in water, which can make up more than half of the total weight. So they can make up more than half. And nothing stops unscrupulous canning companies from including more water per can than others, so nothing stops them from doing it. And so ultimately the conclusion is really just the first sentence, that heavier doesn't necessarily mean more food. So, A, the heavier of two cans of fruits or vegetables does not necessarily contain more food than the lighter. is exactly what we said. Again, I would take this and run, but we'll look at the others. The weight of water in a can be more than half. Well, that's part of the evidence to prove that the total weight doesn't equal weight of food. Nothing stops unscrupulous canning companies from including more water, so that's also part of the evidence. Some canning companies include less food in a can of given weight than others. That's not actually ever stated explicitly. It's just saying nothing stops them from doing that, but we don't know whether they do or don't. The heavier of two cans of fruits or vegetables may include more water than the lighter. That is something that's implied, but it isn't the main conclusion. The main conclusion is about whether or not it contains more food. And so therefore, answer choice A is going to be our correct answer.